Representative Strom.
I thought it went great. I like every opportunity we get to come home and visit with people right here in the district about what we're doing down at the Capitol. It's hard, though. You know, what we do down there, I think we had over 2,800 bills hit the floor, and we're on about a minute schedule or two-minute schedule running around all the time working in the Capitol, just busy all the time. And then you come home and someone says, well, what are you doing? And it's like, where do I start?
Well, and I think that's it, because last night, Garrett, you were actually came to my town hall, which I'd planned to do in person, but we got scheduled on the floor late. And it actually started to be set up, so I came in remotely via video, but I set up in the Representative LePack's office to let me do it because we were on a one-minute schedule, which means that they only hold the vote open for a minute, takes about a minute and a half, there's no debate or questions, and so the sergeant steps out and announces roll call, and you have to go sprinting off and signal and go sprinting back. It gets pretty hectic. Fortunately, we ended just before I started.
And while we're on the topic of your town hall, were you surprised by anything last night? What did you think about what your constituents had to say?
I really appreciated people showing up at the town hall. The questions that we had are ones that people have talked to me individually about, and I was pretty well up to speed on everything that we had talked about. But it's always great to hear from people and find out what they're doing and what their concerns are.
And I know you talked a little bit about House Bill 2621. Do you care to tell the people, if they don't know what that is, what that bill is?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is we talk in numbers, and if you don't know the number, it doesn't mean anything. House Bill 2621 is the Opportunity Scholarship Program, and that is basically a program that allows you to, if you donate to certain types of funds that fund particular types of scholarships, that can actually, you get a 50% tax credit. So you donate $2,000, you get a $1,000 tax credit, which is great, and it can be used by independent schools, for people in public school to actually go to it. There are also other provisions in there. They want to greatly increase the cap. Generally, teachers and other educators are not for it because it does have some knock-on effects on what happens in schools.
Okay, is there anything else that people should know about that bill moving forward? You were saying it's just in the House right now, correct?
Oh, there's actually one in the House. There's a similar one in the Senate. And because they both have fiscal impacts, the title is taken off of those. How far along they'll go, where they'll go, I don't know, because it's a really interesting issue right now.
And speaking of interesting issues, I heard you guys talked about this a little bit at Exit Issues this morning, and that is the Unity Bill on medical marijuana. So what do you guys think about that?
Oh, thank you. Good to be here this morning. Thank you, representatives, for getting started without me. We will vote on the Unity Bill in the Senate on Monday. It has gone through the Rules Committee. I voted on it there. I was a member of the bicameral bipartisan committee that's been working on this bill since, midsummer. So I've had an opportunity to vote on it several times now. It makes neither the industry nor the advocates 100% happy, which means we've probably done a pretty workmanlike job of putting together the framework for the medical marijuana program in Oklahoma. I know this morning we had questions from employers still wondering about its impact on the workplace. I want to remind folks that when they wrote 788, they put some very tight timelines in it. You know, within it, the bill passing, it went into effect immediately. You had to have a website up and running. You had to get application forms created. It put a lot of pressure on government to quickly put this into effect. Some people would have liked us to take a year, 18 months to put together the framework, but the advocates wrote the question in such a way that we're all a bit behind. So now people are saying, well, why in the world don't you have this in place? Why are you telling us now how to label a package or test for marijuana? Because we are operating under the time constraints of the question. So the Unity Bill focuses on labeling, testing, and safety in the workplace. Those were the three big things that we thought were missing in the basic premise of 788. So we'll get that done. The governor will get it signed now. Because that's a statutory state question, like any industry in Oklahoma, it is going to be regulated and changed through the years. Somebody asked me yesterday, well, I've set up my business under this business plan, and your regulations may change that. Well, yes. Ask the energy industry. Ask, you know, any other industry in Oklahoma if government from time to time changes the way they operate. So that will be true for the medical marijuana program as well. But this, I think, is a very good first start and balances a lot of the issues that were of concern.
Okay. And again, at the town hall meeting last night, Gerald, you talked about the Unity Bill a little bit, but you mentioned that you were one of the few people that didn't support it. Why?
Yes, I didn't support it. And first of all, I appreciate all the work that people did on it because it is really a tough job to work on those task force. But one of the things that I was didn't support it for is I really believe that we ought to be supporting the will of the people. And yeah, there were some issues with what we did, but they didn't say, let's pass this and let's let the legislature do it. Let's let the legislature go in and fix it right away. I would have preferred to have waited a year to see what happened. I was looking for evidence from other states, and I wasn't on the task force, but when I would ask, you know, for evidence from people who were lobbying for it, it's like I never got any on that. I can understand why people did it. There were some concerns I had that it makes it difficult for certain classes of people that people thought they were voting for, like renters, for them to actually go out and grow their own, which they were allowed to. You know, I understand the difficulty in that, but I think the lesson we need to take through from this, had the legislature passed medical marijuana, all of these things would have been in there and there wouldn't have been any discussion. We're going to have recreational marijuana in this state one way or the other. I mean, you can see how that's happening. When it'll happen, we don't know. But the question is, does the legislature wait for the people to do it and have the same issues, or does the legislature get out and get ahead of it and do something that's sensible and reasonable?
Julie?
Well, and just to follow up with that, I disagree on some of those issues. I believe private property rights is very important, so landlords should be able to control that. But in terms of my goal is to have such a robust medical marijuana program in Oklahoma that we do not go full-scale recreational. So that's what I'm working for. If this is recreational for some people in the guise of being medicinal, I can live with that. So that was my goal, and I hope we can achieve that. But, you know, the jury's out on that one. We'll just have to see.
All right. Thank you, Julie, on that. And while we only have a few minutes left, time just kind of flying by here. Judd, maybe you could tell me a little bit about some of the trailer bills that have kind of been in the House for constitutional carry. I know Governor Stitt signed that about, what, a week and a half ago, and Julie and I had been talking, I think, last week about the trailer bills that are coming to the Senate.
You know, this was a pretty important bill to me. We came back after constitutional carry, and what we wanted to do was protect people's rights. It was important to me. You know, we have our kiddie park here in Bartlesville. We have the gathering place. We had people that wanted to come into those. And even the advocates that were fighting for the Second Amendment, we had a big discussion in my office, and we discussed the safety, the security versus people's peace, you know, in those places. And so to come back and give cities the right, not necessarily cities, but any of the parks that were, led or supported by a committee outside of the city or municipality, to be able to put those rules back in place pertaining to concealed carry, you know, carry or not. And I think that was pretty important.
We've got about a minute or so here. Is there anything else that you guys would like to add about what's going on? Do you have a constitutional carry thing?
Just Representative Strom, just following on what he said, this trailer bill says if you're a park of any size and you're owned and operated by a public trust or a nonprofit, that you can restrict it to concealed only. So you couldn't open carry. And I think that would capture our kiddie park here in Bartlesville, a park of any size, and it's a nonprofit. So we're hoping that will be the case. We'll do some more checking on that.
Okay. And, of course, I know Daryl Fincher's made this point several times and emails and press releases that he sends out. How can people get in touch with you guys if they have any questions about legislation?
We're all pretty easy. I think we're all the same. Just judd.strom at OK House is a good way to do it, or call my office, 577-7402.
You have to spell my name correctly. You can look us up at okhouse.gov. And I think we keep hitting this. Tell us you're a constituent. Give us your address.
Yeah, that's a good point. As email becomes more and more prevalent, and now, you know, a lot of people are texting me, and they're not in my contacts. It's just a phone number. It helps if you tell us that you live in District 29 or 10 and 11, because we're so overwhelmed with email now, we can't possibly read them all. So we'll read and respond to those. And I'm Daniels at OKSenate.gov. You can call the main line at the Capitol and get any of our offices at any time.
All right, Senator Daniels, Representative Strom, and Fincher, thank you guys so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Phillip 66.
Yep. Thank you.
It's time for Brew and Buzz. About 9:45 every Friday morning, we talk with Bartlesville High Athletic Director Spence Rigdon.